In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm always amazed when we begin Holy Week and have these types of readings. I sit there and wonder, and for most of my life have wondered, how people could have been so cruel. I don't understand how anybody can actually call for the death of someone else. Least of which someone that they considered to be a prophet. And when you jump forward to today, I guess it's not really a surprise anymore, is it? The cruelties that we hurl against one another astound me. The viciousness with which we treat one another astounds me. I saw something the other day that had shaken me to my core. It was a small 7-year-old boy who was being bullied by a bigger kid in his class, the kid's brother and one of their friends. They stabbed him with pencils. They stabbed him with paper clips. They whipped him with jump ropes. It got to the point that just over a week ago, one of the things that they did to this young man was to kick him in the head against a steel pole, causing a huge knot on the back of his head. The school called it a minor incident and didn't discipline the bullies. The cops wouldn't do anything. This young man has ended up in the hospital and has been there for 6 days, 7 days now, has had surgery to relieve the swelling on his brain, surgery to drain the pus from the huge lump that had formed. Great amount of pain. All because somebody had something against him that wasn't even there. I read those things and I think about what was done to Christ at the crucifixion. This is the mentality of the crowds, and it's terrifying to me, because as a person, we know that this is wrong. We know that we shouldn't hurt one another. We know that we shouldn't be this type of person. But when we get together in a crowd, we lose our minds. We get together in a crowd, and if that crowd cries for blood, by God, we are going to have it. That, in essence, is what the bullies did. That weighs very heavily on my heart, especially in a week like we find ourselves in now, in Holy Week. The phrase keeps running through my head, "What you have done to the least of these, you have done to me." I think about humanity and the atrocities that we commit. The gas attack of the Syrian people that killed men, women, and children. What you have done to the least of these, you have done to me. The terrorist attacks carried out in London, Sweden, France, everywhere. What you have done to the least of these, you have done to me. I know that people have a hard time reading the Passion Gospel that we read today, because you are part of the congregation that says, "Crucify him!" But we don't really believe it. It's easy for us to be disassociated from that, to think that we wouldn't have done that in the crowd. Well, if that's true, why do we as a human species do that on a daily basis to people all over the world? Why do we commit genocides? Why are there people like Hitler? Why is there groups like ISIS? Why are we so terrible if we're not capable of doing what the crowd did? That's kind of a mindset that you need to remember going through Holy Week. Humanity's capacity for love is boundless. It is one of our greatest gifts. Humanity's capacity for hatred is just as boundless. And it is our greatest curse. It is easy to not like those things that are like us. It is easy to come together as a group and condemn another group. It is especially easy to come together as a group and condemn a single man. If you doubt me, read any newsfeed, anywhere, of any kind. I want to be different. I know that you want to be different. That is, in fact, why you're here, is it not? Because you see yourself as being different. Not better, not smarter, not more intelligent, not kinder, not gentler, but different. We follow a different set of rules. We have a different moral compass. Different doesn't mean that we cannot be hurtful and hateful, that we no longer lack that capacity. It does mean that we're more insulated from it. But we must always keep it in front of our minds, lest we fall into that mindset. This Holy Week, as we go through it, just as I said last year, I ask you to be very present in each of the services, very mindful of what you hear, what you read in the Scripture, what this week above all is about. I would ask you to pray more for the world, for those that have been injured, for those that have been killed, for those that are suffering. I invite you to draw the kingdom of Christ nearer and nearer. Look forward to Easter Sunday and the resurrection. For God is our hope and our salvation. He is the very core of what we are. He is the best of us. In Him there can be no darkness. We must be a town set on a hill that everyone sees. In order to do that, we must remember our capacity to do great evil and fight against it. Whatever we do to the least of these, we have done to Him. Let that be your cry this Holy Week. Amen.